It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh's reputation as a meat and potatoes kind of town is changing. As more diverse cuisine becomes popular, even the most old-school mom-and-pop sandwich shops are expanding their menu options for all dietary needs. Vegan Pittsburgh is a project of Voices for Animals that is making it easier for people looking for vegan food to connect with options by way of a website and decals in restaurant windows. One of the project's creators, Nikki Penberg, joins us here in Studio A. Nikki, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
And also along with us is Rebecca Gilbert, who runs yummyplants.com, an educational website for vegans across the country. Rebecca, glad to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Nikki, let me ask you first about the project and who qualifies for the decal.
Well, what we're specifically looking for right now is we're looking for restaurants that not only have vegan food options, but that have them all the time and that have them labeled. And really our goal with doing that is so that anyone at any stage of their veganism can go in and have the same dining experience. We don't want them to have to know a special day, a special handshake, the right server, any
password.
Yeah, no particular information. We want first day vegans to be able to go in and order the same as anyone else. And so
let's clarify for people, what is the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian?
Well, vegetarians don't eat meat. Most don't eat fish or seafood as well. Vegans also don't eat animal products, so that would include things like cheese, eggs, fish sauce, honey, ingredients that you may not see or know, but they're in the food. So the difference is, again, you know, a vegetarian may not eat something like a steak, and a vegan is not going to eat things that have cheese in them. So there's a little bit of a difference, but because some of those ingredients are hidden in the food a lot of times, for example, in a baked good or maybe fish sauce in a Thai dish, people may or may not know to ask about them. They may or may not know that they're in there. And so it becomes confusing to order at times when people are new. And having food labeled makes it a lot easier for them. So really we're looking for places that not only have the dishes, but have it labeled vegan on the menu so that anyone can see and order and know what they're getting.
So thus, those are the people that qualify for the decal.
Yeah.
And why did you become a vegan? That would seem to cut out a lot of food that many of us in Pittsburgh enjoy eating.
I think it depends on time because, first of all, Pittsburgh is changing all the time. Grocery stores are carrying more vegan options. Restaurants are carrying more vegan options. And I think maybe if we had this conversation 20 years ago, Rebecca and I were even talking about Pittsburgh back in the 90s, back in the early 2000s. I think it might have been more challenging. But I think there is a real change happening in the city where it's becoming easier and easier. For me, I went vegan because of animal ethics. I went vegan because of environmental ethics, health reasons. There were so many reasons to go vegan. I actually couldn't think of any valid ones not to.
But it doesn't sound like you were necessarily thinking, ugh, meat, I can't. This is the worst thing. I can't touch this anymore. It's not necessarily that, it sounds like.
Well, I was vegetarian before I was vegan. So there had been sort of a gradual shift for me personally. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people approach it that way, and I've seen some just go 100% from omnivore to vegan. I didn't. That wasn't my process. But the more I learned, the more uncomfortable I felt with certain practices. And then basically, I just found someone who wanted to do it with me, and having that sort of social connection and exploration together made it really possible. And then, of course,
how important is that? Because there, I've known people whose relationships didn't work out because of one person might be a vegan or vegetarian, and the other one still wanted to eat meat.
I was lucky enough that in my relationship, we both made that change at the same time. But at the same time, I have lots of friends in lots of different stages and involved in lots of different kinds of eating. It's amazing, though, because as things in society have changed and veganism has become more prevalent and options have become more available, I've had more and more people in my life also changing. And I think sometimes when they're close to people that show them that it's possible, and then a project like this, of course, veganpittsburgh.org kind of lays it out for people. You know, sometimes people are just one step away from making the change, and they just want to know that they're going to be able to do it. So to be able to show them resources, to be able to show them yummy plants, show them the website, show them the veganpittsburgh.org Facebook page, whatever it may be, getting to show them those things and say, hey, you know what? We've already got 31 places and rising in the city itself. There's some resources. You can do it. I think it makes people much more confident.
Rebecca, you run yummyplants.com. Before I ask you about that, why did you become a vegan?
So it's a crazy story. I became vegan in 1998 when it wasn't nearly as mainstream and popular as it is now. I was a competitive figure skater. I had trained at the Olympic Center. I was supposed to go on tour with an ice show and had this mysterious knee injury where I couldn't even walk. And I did everything Western medicine said you should do, including surgery. I came back to Pittsburgh and had knee surgery. Nothing worked. So I ended up going to business school, moving on with my life, and just living in constant pain. And I read about this study that was done in Scandinavia where this group went vegan for 6 months and reported an 80% reduction in their osteoarthritic knee pain. And the next day I went vegan. That was it. It was not a gradual process for me. I gave all my food to a neighbor. I didn't even know what I was doing. And I just said, I'm going to give this a try. And do you know, within about 5 weeks, I was back on the ice after almost 5 years of being in constant pain and hardly being able to walk. And it was a miracle. And that was what actually inspired me to found Yummy Plants, to create exactly what Nikki was talking about. She said she went vegan with somebody. I wanted to create a place of unity and camaraderie on the internet where anybody could come, no matter where you lived, to find out more about how to do it, how to make it easy, how to make it yummy, to show you how many options you really have. And we actually have a really good database of information for how to start eating vegan. So if you've been vegetarian or you're looking to start eating vegan, we've got some great resources in terms of nutrition information, health tips from doctors, where you can get your protein, alkalizing foods, just really good information about how you can make it easy and workable in your life. Product reviews, what you do for the holidays, sample menus. It's just a whole vegan lifestyle website and community. So if you have questions, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I find a good substitution for X? You can just put that in the forum and somebody will answer you, because we really want to make it easy for people to start eating vegan.
And how do you make it yummy?
So there's so many great options. I think for new vegans, it can feel really overwhelming simply because people don't know how many options there are. There are so many delicious vegan foods out there. Coconut milk ice cream. It's fabulous. Some of my friends are not vegan, but they prefer the coconut milk ice cream. It has less fat. It doesn't have cholesterol. It's delicious. There are coconut milk yogurts and soy yogurts and almond yogurts. There are all kinds of non-dairy milk, sunflower seed, hemp, soy, traditional rice, all kinds of things, cashew nut milk. You can even make those things at home. And, you know, there are many dishes that you can actually make using alternative binders instead of eggs. Like Nikki was saying, there's often hidden ingredients, but you can use energy egg replacer or flaxseed and water or apple cider vinegar and water to make cakes and cookies. And really, you can make anything vegan. It's just a different way of cooking.
We're talking about being a vegan in Pittsburgh and where you can go to stick to your vegan diet with Nikki Penberg and Rebecca Gilbert. And how diverse are the options, especially in Pittsburgh, where you wouldn't necessarily – I mean, this is the home of Primanti's sandwiches, so you wouldn't necessarily expect to find many of those options, Nikki.
The restaurants that we have involved with the project right now are incredibly diverse. We have some places that are essentially bakeries. We have an Indian restaurant, All India, in Oakland. We have a restaurant called Casa Rasta in the Beachview neighborhood, Jamaican Latin fusion restaurant. We've got traditional pizza joints. We've got restaurants that specialize in raw food. We've got the whole gamut. So really, I think we've got high-end restaurants. We've got places where you can get quick takeout, like El Burro. There's a pretty wide variety represented right now. I think there's pretty much something for everyone.
And Rebecca, in Pittsburgh, there is certainly a lot of options for people, and there have been over the years, for people that enjoy fine dining. How have you seen – you mentioned becoming a vegan, it would have been 15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that the options have changed and or grown in that time?
I think it is so exciting, and specifically because of things like Nikki's group is doing, veganpittsburgh.org. There are groups all over the country, and specifically here in Pittsburgh, that are highlighting vegan options. And we are seeing places like Eden that have just wonderful high-end vegan food, raw vegan food, very elegant, very upscale. And then we have things that are casual, places like Spack Brothers that have vegan cheesesteaks and vegan pizzas, and it's kind of grab and go. And it's just wonderful to see so many options, no matter what kind of food you want to have. Pretty much every place has vegan options these days.
What is in a vegan cheesesteak? I'm dying to know.
Oh my God, it is so amazing. Spack Brothers, I love you. They have these incredible seitan vegan cheesesteaks. And seitan is a wheat protein. And they basically shave it really thin so it feels like a Philly cheesesteak. They fry it up on a grill with onions and peppers. And then I believe they use Daiya cheese, and which is this wonderful melty cheese that has the mouthfeel and texture of cheese, but it's vegan. And it's served up on a nice fluffy roll, and it's just such comfort food yumminess. It's fabulous.
All right, so we've gotten to the health benefits. We've gotten to how, you know, you can enjoy being a vegan because you're both agreeing that these things taste good. What about the things that you don't get from not eating meat or dairy products? Are there certain proteins that you have to make sure that you, or vitamins that you have to find a way to get into your diet if you're a vegan?
Absolutely. There is one supplement that you must take if you're a vegan. It's vitamin B12. You cannot get that on a vegan diet. So it's quick. It's easy. You just pop a vitamin B12 pill every day. And it's in most fortified vegan drinks like your soy milks and coconut milks and things anyway. But just to be safe, it's important to take that. Everything else you really can get on a vegan diet.
And just to be clear, a lot of times people focus on what vegans aren't getting. I say, oh, no, aren't you missing out on a lot of essential vitamins and minerals? Studies have shown in general that vegans are usually deficit in about 4 vitamins and minerals, but they find that omnivores are typically deficient in about 9. And that's just because of choices that people make. That has nothing to do with being vegan means you won't get these 4 things. It's just because of the choices that people make. And sometimes they're not eating balanced foods. But even that aside, when you look, vegans are getting more vitamin A. They're getting more vitamin C. They're getting a lot more of the things that actually omnivores are deficient themselves in. But people don't typically look at omnivores and say, did you know you're deficient in 9 vitamins and minerals? They don't usually point that out, but people are worried about vegans.
What are those minerals? What are the omnivores missing out on?
Just to give a couple of them, some of them are things like people in the United States tend to be low in vitamin D. They tend to be low in iron. So there are certain things that are just common among people in general when they're not eating a balanced diet. So in general, those things are shared between omnivores and vegans, but people are much more worried about what vegans aren't getting when studies have sort of found traditionally that vegans have much higher nutrient levels. And the B12, like Rebecca said, is really important. I take a supplement myself. You need such a small amount of it, but, you know, to not have it is really a disaster. So the supplement does the job.
And have we really made it clear to people what the health benefits are to a vegan diet, aside from the ones that were particularly beneficial to you, Rebecca, and your knee condition? What is healthier, if in fact being a vegan is healthier? What makes it healthier?
Well, there is evidence about lowering your cholesterol, because essentially you're not eating foods with cholesterol. It can help reverse type 2 diabetes. It can help with reversing heart disease. And actually, it's not just unique to me about the joint pain. It can help reduce chronic joint pain in many people because casein, which is a protein in all dairy products, can be found to have a very inflammatory response. So you're looking at reversing diabetes, reversing heart disease, reducing your cholesterol, getting rid of arthritis. A lot of times people go to the doctor and they just prescribe pain medication, but really it could be a dietary change.
And a lot of times when you're looking at the recommendations, even basic government dietary guidelines for Americans, you know, they say some basic things. Americans don't eat enough fruits and vegetables and fiber. Americans eat too much saturated fat. Americans eat too much salt. They eat too much high fat meat and not enough lower fat options. There's a lot of things that are recommended that a well-balanced vegan diet honestly just takes care of. In my diet, I eat tons of fruits and vegetables, get lots of whole grains, lots of fiber, lots of low-fat protein choices, zero cholesterol, no cholesterol at all. So there's a lot of choices that through a vegan diet. Now, of course, I know some people that are junk food vegans, and that's just a different lifestyle. I mean, that's just about the specific.
A junk food vegan.
Sure.
What makes you a candy?
Well, you know, I would say some of the options, even at places at veganpittsburgh.org, you know, gluten-y, for example. Makes cake and cupcakes. Rebecca was talking about Spack Brothers, cheesesteaks and pizzas. You could live on that stuff. It doesn't make for a very balanced diet, but incorporated into – it's a matter of balance. You know, on one hand, you want to make sure you get those tasty foods because you don't want to feel deprived and there's no reason to. But on the other hand, you don't want to live on cupcakes. So, you know, there are people who are junk food vegans, but I would say that's not the person I'm going to look at to look at my nutritional profile.
So there are more options out there, and the question is people should probably consult people who are experts on this for advice. And I'm guessing that your website provides that to people.
Well, what it does, we don't try to be a nutritional website. We're not there to be dietitians for people or be doctors. But what it is if they go to the veganpittsburgh.org website, they can see broken down by neighborhood all the different restaurants. It's an accordion style. They can flip open each neighborhood and see what's there. They can also go to a frequently asked questions page to kind of answer some of the questions like, why did you choose this place and not this place? Or what are your criteria for inclusion? But then we also have a Facebook page where we are promoting each restaurant individually. Every week we do a feature on a restaurant. This last week it was Coca Cafe in Lawrenceville. The week before it was Franctuary. They can see features, they can get a little bit more personal information, photos, and every time we welcome a new restaurant, we do it right there on the Facebook page.
Okay, so could I live off of tofu burgers?
No. Tofu burgers are awesome, but you need your greens, and you definitely need a very nutritional profile.
All right, I'm just checking. All right, I'm going to explore some of the options. Clearly, there are more in Pittsburgh these days.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, the South Side is a hot spot. So you don't have to go too far.
It's just where we happen to be located. So, okay. Well, very interesting. Nikki Penberg and Rebecca Gilbert with Vegan Pittsburgh and yummyplants.com. Thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh and sharing your ideas about vegan options with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.